Welcome to the Smart Marks Podcast, your weekly look into all things professional wrestling, no matter if it happens in a squared circle, a six-sided ring, or an Aztec temple. Here to lay the smackdown on your ear holes are your hosts, the Smart Marks, Matt Salgado and Jeremy Holman.
All right, everybody, welcome to the Smart Marks Podcast. Sitting across from me is the son of a bitch who broke into my house, one half of the fucking wet bandits, Matt Salgado. How are you, sir?
I'm doing just freaking fine.
I'm not fucking kidding when I say he broke into my house. I mean, he didn't really force his way into the fucking house. Like, he forced his way into my heart and my anus. But you just, like, walked in my fucking house. That's kind of cool.
I walked in like I owned the place.
What I usually do is I
end up standing outside for like 5 minutes because
yeah,
no one answers the door. And then finally, like, Jeremy's son sees me, opens the door, and then we record the podcast.
That was last week. I was fucking with light in here, whatever.
That's usually how it works. That's usually what we do.
But also with us here today, Joseph Luna. I don't know what your middle name was. I was going to put an initial. I was like, fuck, I don't remember his middle name.
Well,
Joe Luna's with us.
It's Martavius.
Yes. So expect the ratings drop because I'm on this episode. This will be the worst show you have
ever.
Are you
still going to listen to this episode with you being on it?
Yeah, I have to. I'm still listening to last week's episode, and I'm not even done. I only caught up because Alex was snapping the questions, and that was like
I'm okay as far with as that. I got. As long as you just downloaded the episode, I'm just fine.
You don't have to listen to it.
You have to listen to it.
I'm all about the DLs.
Give me the nums. Yeah.
You got it.
That's all I care about. So I don't know who's going to download this episode.
No, yeah, if Joe's here. Like,
and there's a chance Alex may even pop in.
Right? So,
this is a good episode for nobody.
Nobody's listening to this shit. I thought that was our whole listener base.
Matt Murray, how are you?
You know what? Fucking maybe Michael fucking download that shit.
Tricky Nick.
Go we're not going to be on Twitch this week, too.
Yeah,
so
we're not on Twitch.
He's not listening to it.
He's not going to know until this show's off.
There's an echo on Twitch, guys.
Echo on Twitch.
Echo in my anus. Pumping in my anus. Ever see that Jackass? I don't know if it was an episode that aired or if it was like on one of those like 3.2 or whatever, like one of the movies or whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
But there was a skit that they did where they went to like Mianus, Pennsylvania, and it was spelled like MIANUS or something like that. And he was like doing stupid stuff. He's like pumping gas. He said, look, it was Johnny Knoxville. He's all pumping in my anus.
Oh, yeah.
He's like running. He's all just running in my anus. Like just stupid shit.
I think it was like 2.5.
Yeah, it was something that didn't make the cut. Is whatever.
Speaking of that, last week, or what was it, during Thanksgiving weekend, hung out with Matt Morales and Josh Tubbs.
Oh,
and Josh Tubbs like, remember that dumbass things we did when Brandon Adams acted like he was blind in the McDonald's and we were going to try to ride scooter off a roof and whatnot and all that stupid shit we did in high school?
I don't remember Brandon acting like he was blind, but I do remember acting like I had a seizure in McDonald's. And then Josh Tubbs hit me with my vehicle. He was going to drive through buying fries.
I think that's what he was
so
remembering.
As I stepped out, he punched it, and I rolled off the hood and up the windshield, and there was some guy, I only assumed he was black because of his accent, but as I fell, like, as I rolled off the hood and fell, you hear him, he's like, they hit that retarded kid! The three of us used to do some dumb shit. It was senior skip day.
It was originally supposed to be our friend Joey that was going
to
ride off.
He was supposed to ride the scooter off of your roof.
Yeah.
He was going to ride the scooter off Joe's dad's roof.
Thankfully, that didn't go as planned.
That never happened.
And then we settled for him riding it off into a pond at the fucking golf course. Remember?
He did a pond and down the slide, I believe.
I thought it was a bike. No, he rode a BMX off a ramp.
No, it was a Razor scooter.
I thought it was a Razor scooter.
Because there's also video footage of us pulling who was riding the scooter and you were driving it?
No, I was on the scooter. And you guys were driving, someone was driving my car.
Uh-huh.
And I was freaking the fuck out on the scooter. I was, oh my god. And they turned the camera and it's 10 miles an hour.
10 miles. He's like, slow down.
It was a fucking Razor scooter holding onto a car over a goddamn hill. Like, what did you expect?
Yeah, it's a good time.
That was
remember, we took it further. And it was around the time that we were starting like to work in that boxing ring and do wrestling and record videos and shit. And TJ, we put him in a shopping cart in my car. And I pushed him about fucking 25, 35 miles an hour and slammed him into fucking, like, gravel. And he went face first into the gravel. and then I recorded something stupid over it. I remember he was so pissed off. I recorded like an episode of Impact.
You recorded the best of Terror Patrick.
Oh, I mean, I don't need that recorded. It's all stored up here. Goddammit.
That was back before we were torrenting.
Right?
Back before the torrent days. The torrent days. But yeah, there is a reason why Joe's here, and obviously because he's a fan of the show.
I am, but I don't know what the reason is.
But we're gonna molest you.
that's expected.
The show's taking a dark turn right away. But no, honestly, I don't think there would actually be a Smart Marks podcast if it wasn't for you. Because, and you're throwing your hands up like, well, like, what do you mean?
Huh?
I never really hung out with Jeremy until I actually like started talking to him through you.
Yep.
And then me and him were still like, you kind of fell off the wrestling bandwagon for a little while. Like, even like the last 2 years of high school, you're kind of like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
You know, I'm more focused on vaginas right now, and that's cool. And me and Jeremy,
you could say that.
Me and Jeremy kept on watching wrestling while still.
I don't need vaginas. It was like 50-50. I got 50-50. Hulk Hogan in my hand.
Yeah, there we go. It was NWO still.
I've got Al Snow, his head in my hand.
There we go.
Hulk Hogan's leathery face is a vagina.
There might be a vagina in those cheeks.
Oh, yeah. Mm. Oh, now that I think about it. And starting in our senior year, me and Jeremy actually started hanging out. We were playing the video game a lot, and when we could save our money, we would watch the pay-per-views because we're poor.
Until we met high TJ. School,
and then TJ would just pay for everything.
He had them all for free. His mom had one of those fucking illegal boxes.
God, can you remember that?
It was somebody, somebody who worked at the cable company that had a cable box that was unlocked for employees.
Yeah, didn't it have literally a lock on the on the back of the box, and you put in a key and you just turn it?
Exactly.
You just needed the magic key.
Between that and like Sega Channel, it's fucking crazy to like think back to that. Joe used to stay the night at my house every night and wait for every night at the end of the month.
End of the month.
And wait for Sega Channel games to turn so we could just be fucking disappointed because there was nothing we wanted to play. Except for Road Rash. We lost all of our fucking save data. Road Rash was amazing. Every month you lose all your fucking save data. We're like, what the fuck are we so excited about?
Civilization game I'd always play where the little like roaming guy would like attack that Coliseum? Like part one.
Yeah.
Well, that's like I think that was the basis for Age of Empires.
We played the shit.
General Chaos.
But even at that, like in like late elementary school, middle school, I had fallen off of the wrestling bandwagon big time. Like I watched it when I was a kid with my grandpa and stuff. But this guy got me, it was like NWO phase, like right when NWO, he's like, you have to fucking see what's happening. Like you have to watch it. And he got me into watching WCW.
Uh-huh.
And that just led to like the next like 8 years or whatever of me just being
I don't know how he figured out that I was watching wrestling. I think you kind of just asked me.
I just asked you.
And then I think you called and you're like, hey, what are you doing? And I was like, oh, well, watch your WCW.
My mom's making stir fry.
Yeah.
Hate stir fry.
You want to come over
every day.
And so, literally it's stir fry. We're poor. We're poor for a little while. So
frozen bag of veggies and some meat.
There we go. That was the best. And Joe would have just come over and eat our food anyway.
Yeah.
And watch like an hour of wrestling because he was like one of the few people that had actually had a car. or drive your mom's car.
The thing. I would always just watch WCW.
Yeah.
I think that was just because like growing up, my dad would always watch WCW and I always remember Ric Flair. I was like, I hate that guy.
Yeah.
Like I always like Sting because Sting would always battle Ric Flair. And so, you know, that always carried along. And I know you like this dude was always like watching Raw. He's like, no. DX is
I think we had
an argument of what was the better finisher, the sharpshooter or the figure four, and it was a week-long debate. Like no, and then we were just like no, because we're displaying the moves. Like no, well look how you lock it in like this. No, it was.
I don't remember this. No,
the debate raged on. It probably still does. Debate. I think about it time and time.
We shall revive this debate. The sharpshooter or the figure four.
I remember he called me. He's like, did you just see what happened to Rey Mysterio? Is when they fucking threw him into the trailer like a lawn dart.
That's great. That's awesome.
That's the one that Cody Rhodes talks about being at. Like, yeah, we were at that one, and like the police showed up because people they thought there was a legit riot.
Yeah,
like, people were really attacking the WCW wrestlers.
Oh my god, we're watching a murder.
That son of a bitch, Kevin Nash, just killed a little Mexican.
Killed a Mexican midget.
Throw him back over the border for fuck's sake.
We don't need no wall. We just need Kevin Nash.
Real American.
Wasn't there a wrestler called The Wall?
Yeah, there was a wrestler in WCW.
It was a German guy, right? And he wrestled with Alex Shelley?
Yeah, that's right.
Alex Wright with his techno.
Yeah.
Because it was
The Wall. Alex Wright came back as Berlin.
God damn it. That's right.
I always remember it. I loved Alex Wright.
Glacier. Yeah. How much do you miss Glacier? Glacier showed up.
They had that week-long hype for a month.
I had friends down the street from me growing up, and they were just hyping Glacier. Be like, yeah, he's like Sub-Zero. He's going to come in.
Wrestled this year. You know that, right?
Where?
In Ring of Honor. In a 30-man battle royal.
As Glacier?
As Glacier.
Whoa, that's crazy.
I'll show you the video. It's on the internet. But you can watch it.
They showed him come back, and the crowd went fucking insane for him. It's stupid.
Yeah. People love shitty things.
Yeah.
I like this podcast. Yeah.
But you're a big reason why there's a Smart Marks podcast, obviously. Just talking to you just now.
It's become full circle.
Full cervix.
Full anus.
Yeah, that sounds about right. And Joe's also here because we're going to preview a little pay-per-view called Classic
Final Teams. Battle.
Final Battle. Ring of Honor.
Mr. Black.
We got a couple. You probably don't know any of the actual.
No, I'll just agree and say.
But you probably do know Cody Rhodes. Cody Rhodes wrestled Damian Sandow for a second.
Oh, really?
Remember the Rhodes Scholars? No. I told you.
Remember Stardust?
If there was ever one guy.
Yeah, he played Stardust.
Oh, really?
If there was ever one guy that Joe was always like a fan of, even when he wasn't watching, because he really just got back into watching, it was always Damian Sandow. And I was always trying to
get him.
And
it's because of this podcast.
I was always trying to get him to watch it because of Damian Sandow. I was like, there's this guy, you're going to love him. And I would just even just send you those clips of Damian Sandow. And Joe got to the point one time, he's like, what did Damian Sandow do this week?
Yeah.
And I would just find the clip.
We talked about it.
Yeah, I would just find the clip and just send it to him. Unfortunately, I don't think he's even wrestling anymore.
So it's fucking super cool. Like, we talked about how Joe got us into this. And now everything, like you just said, is full circle because now we've gotten Joe.
Back into this.
Yeah. So
now he's on the podcast.
Yeah.
I'm glad that you're watching again. It's fun.
Yeah, but the problem is I always watch more of Raw than I do SmackDown.
Yeah, you're missing out there, sir.
Yeah, well, I don't know. Like, I feel like I don't watch all through SmackDown. I, like, watch bits and pieces.
Yeah.
So I don't get to see, like, the character development and the rivalries, but the only thing I get to see is stupid Sami Zayn and that stupid ska music. Gosh.
There's an episode, if you go back, like when we used to have Sami Zayn's music as our entrance, Matt was fucking singing to it.
I just don't like ska music, you know?
Never liked ska.
He's anti-ska. Yeah.
Did I share with you guys the other day the picture of the fucking two idiots from... Broken Skull.
Bulk
and Skull. I was like, are you talking Austin? Yeah, Bulk and Skull from fucking Power Rangers with Sami Zayn. They look how they look. There's that episode of The Simpsons, too, where Nelson's walking down the street and Ralph is like skipping around him.
And they have
the video playing alongside Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn.
That's
good. Kevin's just like walking like this. Sami's just like fucking skipping all around him and shit.
That's great.
That's funny.
So... what's actually gotten you back into watching? And you say you watch Raw. And I think actually you don't necessarily have to feel that bad about it because I think the majority of people, that's kind of how it works.
Yeah,
that's
casual.
The marquee show.
Yeah, because Raw is just so thrown in your face. And I think SmackDown, I think at some points is even a better show, just kind of gets the back burner a little bit. And, you know, a lot of people just end up catching bits and pieces of SmackDown. Thankfully, the last 2 weeks I've actually been able to watch the full episode of SmackDown as it's aired. But for the most part, Raw is like the show I definitely get watched, you know, the night of. And then SmackDown, I either get part of it watched Tuesday night, and then I finish watching it Wednesday because something came up and it's Tuesday, and it's still not in my, like, my schedule, you know, my routine of actual sitting down and watching. Plus, it's kind of hard to convince the wife, hey, give me another... Yeah, I watched 3 hours of wrestling last night.
Give me another three.
Give me another two more today.
That's 100% why I take Wednesdays off every week.
Give me two more today and one tomorrow.
I didn't tell you to stop. Keep giving me more wrestling.
Oh, and there's this other company called Impact. I'm going to watch 2 hours of that one. And then the hour of Ring of Honor. I'm going to watch that. So my whole weekend's planned out for me.
Yeah, I'm supposed to take Tuesdays off, like the way my schedule falls. And I always change it for Wednesday. So that way, a lot of times I'll skip Raw. And I'll watch Raw on Tuesday night, and then I'll catch up on SmackDown Wednesday before the show. And I'll just, like, run through SmackDown, like, as fast as I can a lot of times. Like, I'll just fast-forward through, like, the commercials and some of the bullshit.
Yeah.
And watch, like, okay, this is fucking interesting. I want to see what happens here. I want to see the finish to this match. Okay, we're good. And then I get NXT watched. But I fucking swear to God, every time I decide to not watch Raw on Monday nights, you motherfuckers blow everything up with our Snapchat.
It's,
I'm like, what the
fuck? It's mostly me and Alex. It's mostly me and Alex just oogling over Sasha Banks and arguing whose wife
that
is.
Well, you're obviously not in Abu Dhabi. See that?
Yeah, I did.
What are you looking for, man?
A box.
A box?
So put the microphone on. Oh, it's all right. It's okay.
It's all right.
No, you're fine. You guys are talking. That's why I was looking.
I thought they were in India.
Abu Dhabi. I think that would work.
No, I thought they were in India already.
They may have been in India, but the picture that they're sharing was Abu Dhabi.
That's right.
Will that work?
You're good. Don't worry about it. I don't want to disrupt the show.
It's too late. I lost all thought.
Oh, God. What are we talking about? There we go. Perfect. It's so I can slide it back and forth.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Technical.
Use that fucking IRS.
Yeah. Tech AF.
Joe's
wasn't
favorite.
It, no, wasn't his theme music just
it was
a
originally.
Little,
they
like,
changed it at one point. Yeah.
I'm doing your taxes. Yeah.
They changed it at one point, but originally it was like it sounded like a typewriter, and then you could hear like the ching.
And then did it change to like something similar to Ted DiBiase's like.
Something like that.
Like a soulful
they were part of
intro or something.
Yeah, they were Money Inc., weren't they?
Something yeah, like so once they became part of their stable, then yeah, it changed.
Speaking of theme music. The guy that probably created that theme, Jim Johnson. I don't know if you're aware of what's going on with Jim Johnson.
You know who Jim Johnson is, right?
No.
He created The Rock's theme, Austin's theme. 30 years did all the themes for WWE. They did not renew his contract. He's no longer with the company.
Really?
After three decades.
I know they're probably asked for too much money. Huh?
They're going with CFOs, like whoever's been creating all their recent themes and stuff.
Yeah.
Which, I mean, good on them. Like, the guys, CFOs are really good. They create music that sounds like legit music. Like, it sounds like something you probably hear on the radio. So, yeah.
are they just younger?
Yeah.
Like, younger and...
Yeah, and for 30 years, I mean, it's probably more mutual than what it's sounding.
Yeah.
Like, I doubt the guy got screwed over. Who knows, but...
He was the highest paid contracted employee, I think, something like that, or competitive, I can't remember, or executive, I think that's what it is.
Non-performing paid, or something.
Non-performer executive person in the company. It had to do with ranking in probably millions of dollars.
I imagine.
Yeah.
Does it get like some sort of payout for each time it's played or anything?
No, I don't
like
think
that,
so,
or...
but he's done so many songs, like literally everybody's songs and stuff. If they came in, he'd get it.
Yeah.
Okay.
So the Bret Hart themes, like, and each, like, it was, like, almost, like, every 5 years, he kind of, like, went back. The theme never changed that much, but he always, like, added, like...
Yeah, there's, like 15
updated.
Rock themes for Dwayne.
Every time
Dwayne
came back, the song got updated.
And it, like, there's nothing different. Like, there's just small little things here and there.
Yeah.
But he did a good job. Like, he'd get to know the people that he was making them for.
Yeah.
And then they would, like, he would work with their, like... If you listen to him talk, like, there's one where he's talking about, like, Austin. And, like, how he created Austin's, and he created it, like, to his cadence, like, the way he walks and his swagger.
Yeah.
He's like, no, it has to, like, the song has to match him. And then Vader, when he created Vader's, it was boom, boom, boom. And it went with his, the way
he created. I felt like with Jim, like, he wrote the music for the wrestler.
Yeah, and I feel like with CFOs, especially, like, after hearing, like, Bobby Roode's music was originally meant for Shinsuke.
Yeah.
And Shinsuke turned it down. Like, I feel like they will somewhat. I'm sure they do. Like, looking at guys like Enzo More and stuff like that, like, yeah, that's probably made for them. But I'm sure there's stuff out there that they just make.
Yeah, generic. I think they just have, like, crates of,
and
like...
And Jim Johnson may have done the same thing as well. But, I mean, for the big names, like, I feel like you have to kind of do that.
Yeah, because some of those
songs... Look at Randy Orton's songs.
You look at NXT, and it just so many of those songs just sound like stock songs that you would download for
Drew McIntyre's had to be for him, though, right?
Oh, yeah, with the bagpipes and everything, so... But yeah, it's crazy. And
it's funny every time that you bring it up that it sounds like stock. Every time I hear a new NXT guy come out, I'm like, that's a song.
It's like, damn, 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 damn,
that's from the fucking, that's from 2K. They made that shit in 2K.
And those 2K songs are horrible. But CFO story is they're going to recreate some of the Jim Johnson songs and update them. And they already have one out. I don't know if you've even noticed it, but it's Kane's. Kane's music
Kane's
is slightly
different.
Changed.
Yeah.
And that's a CFO update.
I did read an article a couple weeks ago that Killswitch Engage is working on two wrestling theme songs.
Okay.
One of them for WWE, they said they're not really fond of.
Uh-huh.
It's not their favorite. But another one for a second company, but they didn't say who it was for. But Killswitch is apparently working on two more.
Cool.
They did this fire for CM Punk.
No, it was Randy Orton.
Yeah, originally Randy. And see, that's what we talked about. Like, they just wrote a song for somebody. Randy Orton used it once.
Randy used
and didn't
it
like
once.
It.
Didn't like it. Gives
so CM Punk used it. And it fucking worked for Punk.
Yep.
I mean, my son's got a little, like, one of those stupid spinner belt toys. Then when you spin it, it plays entrance music. That song's on
it. It played that one on
Yeah,
there?
I'll show you before you leave. I think
that's
it's here
interesting.
Now.
So, yeah. That's crazy. It's just that's news that I read about, which we didn't really touch on last week.
I like to hear them do. I mean, they're probably only doing it for guys coming back, but I'd like to hear like an Austin remake or something.
Well, that's the thing. Like, I don't want to hear an Austin remake. I love the old Austin one, even though there was like a Disturbed version of it, which was pretty badass when you heard it because it sounded like a legit heavy metal song. But like when Austin came out, I think at one of the last WrestleManias, and he had that old music going, it was pretty badass. And I don't know. I don't think you can recreate Austin one.
It's a classic theme.
Yeah. I don't think you can recreate an Austin.
Why would you want to?
Remember when Disturbed did it?
Yeah, that's what I was saying. And you just totally missed that part.
I was reading a question. I was reading a question for the podcast, actually.
It's iPhone X. You have to. It's looking at his penis or his iPhone
it's
X.
Not a, it's not a... oh, fuck him. Seriously? TJ sends a text message, and I obviously assume it's wrestling. He goes, I feel a Luke heel turn coming. I said, Harper or Gallows? He goes, Skywalker. I was like, well, yeah, no, like, I fucking 100% go that. The Disturbed one was okay. Yeah. Like, it fit for him in that era. Like, everyone else, we had Saliva doing
songs. Well,
everybody,
yeah, there was, like, that...
The Saliva Dudley's one was actually...
There was that three-year process where Saliva was doing a song for everybody.
They did...
Batista
and the Dudleys, right? Dudleys. Yeah.
I think...
Did they play for Batista?
I think they did.
I know they played for the Dudleys. It was like WrestleMania X7, right?
Well, Powerman 5000 even did one for the Dudleys, I thought.
Yeah, originally, I think he did.
But there was that point, too. Like,
No. He didn't do one. They used a Powerman song at one point. It was Bombshell.
That was still cool.
Yeah. And then we had fucking Fred
Rob
Durst
Zombie,
showing up all the goddamn time.
Zombie.
Yeah.
Remember when Fred Durst was in the fucking video game?
Yeah.
Oh, was he? Which one?
It was like one of the SmackDown versus Raw games. Yeah. You could play as Fred Durst. Gosh. He would like come out on a car and shit.
He'd come out.
That was a lowrider, right?
He was doing the
I'm sure it was a lowrider car that he came out on or something.
Yeah, it matched up to Roland and he was wearing like the blue hoodie and the red hat.
I'll look it up and we'll play it.
I remember playing that, yeah.
Dark times.
Dark times indeed.
I remember I chokeslammed the shit out of him with Undertaker over and over. Yeah. Back when I used to play as Undertaker, I don't really anymore. Like,
yeah,
you do now with your fucking new nation.
My new stable. Now that they have, I wish I would have got a Switch.
And I wish I would have had a Switch.
Are they porting that game over?
It just came out.
Oh,
really?
Yeah. Wow. And like, now that I think about it, like a portable version of that would be so much more fun for me.
I own a Switch, and I'm trying to talk myself out of not buying the goddamn game again so I could have it on the Switch.
I think I'm going to get a Switch, and then next year,
we'll buy
I'm
going to
buy it on the Switch instead of on the
PS4. It's a good investment.
Yeah.
The fucking game's great.
I love
having a Switch.
I didn't think without turning into a video game podcast.
We do all the time. We turn into a 2K18 podcast.
Yeah. I just think the idea of a Switch is pretty awesome. You have your full-blown system, like, just ready to go. You know, granted, it's not, like, all-day battery.
It's pretty universal charger. It's USB-C.
There you go, man. Shit. Like, that's pretty awesome. I've been waiting for a smaller version of that game, like, portable. That looked
good. A good one. Yeah.
The full game, not, like, some half-ass, half-port version of the game. And I think that's cool. Yeah. That's cool. All the Switch fans. I mean,
you can play it on your TV anyway.
Yeah,
that's cool. Things you can just pick it up and take it
and project it, throw it on there. Future of gaming, boom.
Through fucking Mario.
Sorry, Tricky.
Like crazy now. Fuck your PlayStation.
He was pretty upset about Zelda winning Game of the Year. Have you played Zelda?
Yeah.
On what? Game of the Year on what?
On the Game Awards last
on
Spiker last week.
The new Paramount channel.
Is that what it's called?
Yeah, they're changing it in December. Or,
to Paramount?
January. To Paramount.
That's
Paramount?
Like the movie theaters?
Or Paramount. Okay.
Paramount, yeah. They're taking it over.
Why are they changing the name?
I don't know. Kim was watching The Matrix on there the other night. Wednesday night when you left.
Uh-huh.
And she still had the TV on, and I went in there, and there was a commercial that aired for it. That they're changing the name to Paramount.
That's lame.
So...
stupid.
It's real lame.
So it'll no longer be Spike TV. It's something about the fact that they fired the exec that named
it. Go back to TNN.
So.
Did they fire him because he's like sexual harassing somebody, possibly?
These days.
Yeah.
Surprised Vincent.
Matt harassed me on the way over here.
Oh,
sexually harassed me.
So. Harassed that fucking cutout of a stormtrooper, too, I'm sure.
Oh, I did. Well, when the alarm was going off, I totally blew the stormtrooper.
Beep, boop, beep, boop.
Let's see what cards you got. Jeremy brought some cards.
I got a bunch of fucking duplicates. Here, you go through those. Right. You can read those out. And I'll read these out.
Jeremy got some NXT cards.
Matt brought some in last time, so I thought we'd do the same thing again this time.
He got a Finn Balor.
Oh, Joe, are you ready for that one?
Wins the Dusty
Mandy Rose.
Yeah, why she looks terrible in this picture?
Because it was her NXT days.
Wins the Dusty Rose Tag Team Classic. Oh, my God. Kathy Kelly.
Is that one of the hosts?
Bobby Roode arrives in NXT.
Mandy Rose, the Revival defeat American Alpha.
Another Bobby Roode.
Charlie Caruso.
William fucking Regal.
Joe's favorite, Mike Rome. Dash and Dawson defeat the Vaudevillains.
Shinsuke defeats who? Sami Zayn. Ah, oh, you'd enjoy that.
Oh, good.
Oney Lorcan.
Possible preview of this upcoming pay-per-view.
Samoa Joe defeats Tyler Breeze.
Buddy Murphy.
No Way Out's debut match. Samoa, or No Way Out. No Way Jose.
Samoa Joe defeats the Demon Finn Balor in a steel cage match. I believe he's the only person to actually defeat the Demon.
What happens when you cross Adrian Neville and Bobby Roode? Riddick Moss? I don't even know who the fuck that guy is.
Well, Riddick Moss is he's teaming with Tito Sabatelli.
Okay, yeah. Okay, yeah. That's who he is.
Roderick freaking Strong.
Tucker goddamn Knight.
Dash and Dawson defeat the Vaudevillains, retaining the NXT Tag Team Championships.
Ember Moon.
Recently released Tian Bing.
Ruby fucking right.
One T.
Yep.
I'm taking that one. Elias Samson. Joe's taking that one.
Johnny Wrestling.
In the duplicate of the Revival defeating American Alpha.
Me in 10 years, Paul Ellering.
Baron Corbin.
You right now.
Right.
With a much better hairline than he has right now.
Ugh. Shinsuke.
Scott Dawson.
Elias defeats Bull Dempsey.
Finn Balor and Samoa Joe brawl, but it's just a picture of Samoa Joe.
Gargano and Ciampa.
Finn Balor and Samoa Joe defeat the Lucha Dragons.
Andrade.
And former...
Cien Almas.
Who was it that was dating Alexa Bliss? Was it Blake or Murphy?
I don't know.
I think it was Blake, but yeah.
That was a good tag team to split up. I really like Blake and Murphy.
Yeah, that's probably all Blake has to his credit now is that he dated Alexa Bliss.
Mm.
Not anymore.
You know what like bothered me? Like now seeing the Finn Balor and Samoa Joe card. Like we didn't during the SummerSlam or Survivor Series match, like they alluded to the fact that they tag team together. Michael Cole brought it up and he's like, yeah, these two paired as a tag team at one point. I'm like, it's your fucking company. You guys
just
own NXT.
The Dusty Rhodes.
Why did we not say that they won the Dusty Rhodes Classic?
Yeah,
like,
they were
why
the first
did we not
ones.
Give them that fucking honor? Yeah. Like we're just gonna allude to the fact they made it sound like they fucking teamed together in TNA or
Ring of Honor or something.
Yeah, like, I don't know, someone botched those fucking notes, and Michael Cole's like, oh, we don't talk about this. It was NXT, it was TNA. No, fucker, it was NXT.
You want this? You want this old school Paul Ellering? Here you go.
It's me in a couple years.
Yeah.
It's you right now. What are you talking about?
I'm looking to see if there's a Sami Zayn one in here that Matt gave
those
us
those are
last
the old
time.
Ones,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, please be Sami Zayn. Please be Sami Zayn. Please be Sami Zayn.
Good. I can give it to Alex
Son
for Christmas.
Bitch. But there's a goddamn NWO.
There you go. That's a priceless one. Should be framed and hanging on the wall.
I loved that that heel turn on Kurt Hennig when he did that.
Yeah, I went to I almost bought a Wolfpack shirt today. It wasn't like the legit one where it was like centered perfect. It was like off to the side. I was like, I don't fucking.
I got mine in storage. My red one.
It's funny when I go like I went to both Hot Topic and Spencer's today. I had to work out of town again. And Hot Topic always has like the licensed WWE shirts, and you walk in Spencer's and they look like the Kmart WWE shirts. But I saw the NWO one. I was like, "Fuck, man, I want the red and black one." I told my wife, I was like, "I want that Kofi Kingston jacket, the one that he was wearing. That's not gonna fucking
happen." The $180 jacket.
It was funny though. Like it's off a wrestling topic, but it made me laugh. I walked into Hot Topic. I ended up buying two shirts while I was there. I got the cease and desist Young Buck shirt, and I got the Kenny Omega cleaner one that has. The bones and everything, the skull is done like the Terminator, and it's all metal. So I got that one too.
That's awesome.
But I was walking up to the counter, and they're playing Stone Sour, one of their newer songs. And I was like, "Fuck yeah, this is a good song." And then they go right into Christmas music immediately afterwards. And I tell the girl at the counter, "I'm like, man, I fucking envied you for a moment when they're playing Christmas music or playing Stone Sour." I was like, "Now they went straight to Christmas music." She looks at me and goes, "I fucking hate it." I was like, oh, okay, all right. I guess she just did not like Christmas music, so.
You're not following what
I'm making noises
Bullet
here.
Club is doing.
I'm not even following what
God,
you are just
need
talking
to follow
about.
The Bullet Club, man.
Bullet Club is basically.
They're NWO.
They're NWO.
And DX.
And Ring of Honor?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And New Japan.
Actually, just everywhere.
Oh, really?
Literally,
WWE.
Yeah.
Oh, they're independent?
Yeah, they're on independent.
You see them mainly Ring of Honor
and they're doing.
They're
doing the DX style thing of invading Raw. Like they invaded a Raw outside the parking lot, DX style, the way DX did a long time ago.
Yeah.
And I guess Vince got super pissed about it.
One of the writers from WWE that we were talking about last week, Jimmy Jacobs, took a picture with him and got fired.
Oh, yeah. I remember you guys were talking about that.
And so,
but they're doing good shit. Like they're
using the Too Sweet, which was used by NWO and DX and, you know.
The Click.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So they're using the Too Sweet. And Vince went as far as to say that he copyrighted the Too Sweet symbol. So Bullet Club had all this merchandise with the Too Sweet, the hands, and just saying stuff that said Too Sweet, and they had to go back and take that all off because Vince was like threatening them.
So
like,
they put out a shirt after that, that instead of saying Bullet Club, it says cease and desist.
Yeah.
And they're doing the Too Sweet and it says censored over their hands.
Yeah.
And then after that, since that happened at shows, fans will start doing this and have one finger up and they start chanting one sweet.
Yeah.
One sweet.
That's hilarious.
Yeah. So that's just like
kind of. So they originally had shirts. Cody Rhodes, like, it was a rib, I guess. I don't think he really fucking hates them, but it was a rib. Did you ever see The Revival? Had you been watching wrestling when The Revival came
out? It's one of those cards that we got.
It's Scott Dawson and. Fuck's the other guy's name? I can't remember his name. Dash.
Dawson.
Dash and Dawson.
Dash and Dawson.
But they, anyways, it's Dash, Wilder, and Scott Dawson. Yeah. There you go. They came out from NXT and they started in WWE. Both of them got hurt.
Good matches.
Back.
They had really supposedly, good matches in NXT.
Supposedly, they're both healed and supposed to be coming back in the next week or so. But Cody Rhodes, like, after he left the company and he started showing up with Bullet Club and stuff, he kept telling everybody, like, when he's in the ring, they're like, oh, hey, Cody, what do you think about leaving WWE? He's like, fuck The Revival. And he would say it over and over, and he had fans chanting, fuck The Revival. So they put out t-shirts that said FTR, hashtag FTR, for fuck The Revival. And WWE put a stop to that. They gave him a cease and desist saying they couldn't say fuck The Revival.
But The Revival even thought it was funny themselves, and they changed the hashtag to forever The Revival.
Oh, that's hilarious.
So,
and then now, like, since they did the cease and desist, they started putting out FTRR shirts instead of FTR for fuck the Royal Rumble. So they just, like, keep coming at WWE with this shit over and over.
It's good stuff.
They must own a t-shirt factory or something to be pushing those shirts.
They work really heavily with 1 Hour Tees and ProWrestlingTees.com.
Yeah.
ProWrestlingTees, if you've never seen it, and this will lead to some allude to some news, we'll be able to transition right into it. But ProWrestlingTees is an offshoot of this company in Chicago called 1 Hour Tees. You can order whatever t-shirt you want, and they'll make it for you within an hour if you're in store.
Yeah.
So they started up their online wrestling company called ProWrestlingTees. And they started off with independent, but now there's a lot of guys like Austin and Jericho who sell shirts through there now that after they're gone from the company. And it's like their one-stop shop. Like, you can go, if you want to buy Steve Austin t-shirts, you go to ProWrestlingTees.com and there's a webpage of nothing but Broken Skull Ranch and Broken Skull IPA, like all of Austin's
t-shirts. All the Steve Austin stuff.
Yeah. And then there's like Jericho t-shirts, Bullet Club t-shirts, like whatever wrestler you can think of. Disco Inferno probably fucking has t-shirts.
Yeah.
But the big, this is kind of disappointing in a little bit, but we kept seeing Hulk Hogan talk about big news. Like, big news is coming up. It's going to change everything. He signed a contract with ProWrestlingTees.com, so he has his own store for Hulkamania.
I thought it was just like a Dunder in Paradise revival or something.
That's what I fucking was hoping
for. I was hoping
it would
be amazing.
I was listening to a podcast this week, and they were talking about Thunder in Paradise.
Oh,
and they were like,
my God.
That show ran, because they were having to explain it to this woman on the podcast. Uh-huh. She had never heard of it. And like, it was a Hulk Hogan fucking action show on TV that ran for way too long.
22 episodes.
And they're like, someone brought it up. They're like, it's 3 seasons on Blu-ray. We have it. And they're like, still too long. It should have been like 5 episodes and it was done.
Didn't it always show like on Fox at like 9 p.m.?
There's an episode of it that's been on Facebook, because I follow all these wrestling sites and stuff, and it's been like popping up on my Facebook over and over, and it's a clip where Ric Flair bought one of the... No, it's Baywatch is what it is. It was Hulk Hogan and Macho Man and somebody else were on Baywatch, because they show Pamela Anderson standing there with them, and Ric Flair bought the fucking like beach house or something. They're all living in and shit. And he's like, I thought you were washed up, Flair. And he's like, I just bought your house. Woo! He's like, dude, the Ric Flair bullshit. It's so terrible.
Well, that was the direct time of Bashing the Beach.
Yeah.
Like, and then you go to, like, you watch Bashing the Beach, and like, if you watch that Baywatch episode, for some reason at the very end, Shaquille O'Neal's in the episode because he walks out with Hulk Hogan in the match. And so if you go back to like 1995, Bash at the Beach, there is a whole storyline of Shaquille O'Neal being involved and why he's there. But in Baywatch, he just shows up out of nowhere. There's like, okay, we had this episode with nothing but wrestlers. Shaquille O'Neal's in the match, but we're not going to mention any part of
it's
that
like
during
the
show.
Worst,
like, probably
ever.
The most famous person at that time was Shaquille O'Neal.
Yeah.
And they just didn't even mention him.
When he was selling All Sport.
Right.
And
his fucking
Pepsi
video game.
Yeah.
Shaq Fu.
Oh, that game. Oh, gross. That
album was hot, though.
Hot fire.
Fire.
Let's do Final Battle. We'll do Final Battle and we'll do Clash of Champions. Yeah.
I'm just going to walk out right now and let y'all handle this part.
So I found out there's a Steam box or something that you can buy for your computer that will route like your video games from your computer to your TV.
You need a... Yeah.
I kind of want to get one just like sit on my couch and play Fire Pro.
Yeah.
Like I fucking really just want to play some Fire Pro.
Fire Pro looks awesome.
So we're going to do Final Battle first. Yeah, we'll just go. Ring of Honor Final Battle is taking place Saturday, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Or Friday?
Yeah.
Saturday. So, the Hung Bucks, Adam Page, Matt and Nick Jackson. They're Hung Bucks.
Those guys are actually the Bullet Club guys that are causing all the ruckus.
Matt and Nick Jackson are the Young Bucks, and they're part of the Bullet Club, and then Hangman Page is with them. So now they're calling themselves the Hung Bucks.
And they're the six-man tag team champion.
Versus Dragon Lee, Flip Gordon, and Titan for the six-man tag team championship. The Motor City Machine Guns, Alex Shelley and Chris Sabin, versus Best Friends, Trent Beretta, and Chucky T. I fucking love Best Friends. Yeah. I think that's such a great tag team.
That's for the Ring of Honor World Tag Team Championship.
Matt Taven versus Will Ospreay.
Yeah, that's going to be good.
You got to see Will Ospreay. Like, you would really like
Will Ospreay. We'll pull up a YouTube video when I'm porting over the show.
Him and... We need to show him and Ricochet. Like, that'd be a good
show. Oh, fuck
yeah.
The
Addiction. Christopher Daniels, my favorite performer at... Universal Studios. And Frankie Kazarian versus War Machine, Hanson and Rowe. Jay Lethal versus the goddamn villain, Marty Scurll. Kenny King versus Punishment Martinez versus Shane Taylor versus Silas Long in a four-way dance elimination match for the Ring of Honor World Television Championship. Bully Ray and Tommy Dreamer versus the Briscoe Brothers in a tag team match.
Yep.
You're fucking kidding me, right?
That's
like, this is happening?
Yeah.
And fucking singles match for the Ring of Honor World Championship. Cody Rhodes versus Dalton Castle.
Fuck. Yeah. I love the storyline.
Like, I'm watching this after my
I love the storyline for Cody versus Dalton Castle. Like, it's just been...
Dalton Castle is a fucking peacock.
Yeah, you'll love...
You'll love... If you like Damian Sandow, you'll fucking love Dalton Castle.
Yeah, all right.
Yeah, he's pretty awesome. And we saw him wrestle in
Amarillo.
Against... Who was it?
We should find out, like, if they're ever going to be around Phoenix or something and take Joe... Phoenix or... You're in Tucson now?
No, Phoenix.
Yeah. So we need to take Joe to a Ring of Honor show. That'd be fun. Like, that would be a lot of fun. Just to get him an experience on... We'll drive.
They go to Vegas. I would not put it past them for them to stop in Arizona.
I'm sure. We'll keep an eye out. So if they do sometime, we need to try to make a trip and take him.
That'd be
one.
Cool.
You want to do predictions on this
one?
Just
do predictions real fast. I got the Hung Bucks winning.
I do too. Hung Bucks, so we'll keep that.
They'll keep them titles.
I'm going to take Best Friends over Motor City Machine Guns.
I got the Motor City Machine Guns retaining their titles.
Will Ospreay beats Matt too.
Yeah, I got Will Ospreay as well.
I'm going to go with The Addiction.
Yeah, more War Machine.
All right. I'm going to go with one of my favorites right now, Marty Scurll.
Yeah, I got his t-shirt too, so I'm going with Marty.
I've got a fucking hell of a rivalry going on right now with him and Adam Cole on the game. And my NXT, like just an episode of NXT, it had our two characters versus Marty Scurll and Adam Cole. And in the middle of the match, Adam Cole ditched Marty Scurll and just left him. I thought that was so fucking cool. It turned into
a feud? That's cool.
Yeah. No, that was part of the feud. Like they got paired up in the middle of the feud. Yeah. And then Adam Cole like... So it cut away to a scene like Marty Scurll tagged himself in. And Adam Cole was pissed.
Yeah.
Or no. Adam Cole tagged himself in for Marty first. And then he went to bounce off the ropes. Like, I threw him into the corner and it went into another cutscene. And Skrull tagged himself in. And as soon as Skrull started to come in, Adam Cole just laid him the fuck out and walked out. I was like, holy shit, this is pretty interesting. Like, I'd never seen that before in the game.
That's wild.
Bully Ray and Tommy Dreamer versus the Briscoes. I'm going Briscoes.
Me too.
And Cody versus Dalton.
Cody.
I kind of want to pick Dalton Castle, but I think I'm going to go with Cody.
I'm going to go with Cody.
So, let's go on to the show that Joe knows a little more about.
Yeah.
SmackDown. I only say
that. All right.
Clash of Champions.
Randy Orton and Shinsuke Nakamura versus Kevin Owens and Joe's favorite, Sami Zayn.
God.
With special guest referee, Shane McMahon. And if Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn lose...
They're fired from all of WWE. Not just SmackDown, but the entire company.
Wow.
Why? I don't even know why this match is even happening, because there's not enough titles.
Yeah, probably.
Could you just not bring the UK title and the Cruiserweight title to this?
You would think, right? But
be smart.
UK's on NXT.
I feel like
this should have been a joint show.
I feel like there's some writing issues going on here.
Would you have made this a joint show?
No, I would have kept the Clash. I would have kept the SmackDown and Raw, but maybe bring like highlight like one of the titles, like the UK title, which not a lot of people on the main card even aware. Like, Joe, have you even seen the UK title?
Nope.
Exactly.
Nope.
So I think this would have been
and
a good
time. We brought
time
Tyler
to,
Bate
know.
Out on Raw. I mean, not Tyler Bate. Yeah. Pete Dunne on Raw, mm-hmm. and he never brought the title with him.
Yeah.
He just walked out.
He just walked out.
It's a legit
I think
because
that
a title,
nice
title
looks
really?
So yeah. good. Like, it puts the regular title to shame, especially the Universal title.
Right.
And I don't even think the Universal title looks that ugly anymore. It's just, I think the UK title is such a pretty title.
It's prestigious looking. It reminds me of the old school titles, like the Wing, like the...
You're right. It's prestigious as fuck.
Yeah, as fuck. All right, so who you guys got?
I got Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn winning this.
Joe?
As much as I hate to say it, Kevin Owens, Sami Zayn. But I feel like there's going to be some sort of...
chicanery. Yeah.
Yes.
Someone else is going to show up
yes.
and help him out or something.
Exactly.
Like, did you see the look Daniel Bryan gave him?
You think Daniel Bryan helps him out?
I think Daniel Bryan helps him out.
I think so.
But
I also read
think...
an article that he may be cleared soon.
I don't even think
cleared already.
I don't think that Daniel turns heel necessarily. I think this just pushes Shane over, and Shane's the one that turns heel.
And we end up with Daniel and Shane down the road?
Mm-hmm. Because I don't think you could ever turn Daniel Bryan heel. People love him so much. You could turn Shane McMahon heel.
Well,
you
Kevin
could turn
Owens
Shane heel.
Oh, yeah.
And people would be okay with it.
The pairing of Kevin Owens, Sami Zayn, and Daniel Bryan is not going to be a heel move. Yeah. As much as you want them to be a heel, it's going to be over.
And then, I mean, like, that's kind of a dick move to, like, fire Owens and Zayn. That's something that you put against the babyface.
Or Shane, I would bet Randy and Shinsuke win this with Shane fucking them over.
Don't you remember?
And Daniel Bryan turns on Shane and reinstates him.
Don't you remember like all the fucking matches like with Stone Cold versus Vince McMahon, and if Stone Cold was going to lose, he'd be out of the company. It was never like it was never the heel that was going to be out of the company.
Right.
The heel was going to be champion, and the babyface was going to leave. So I don't get. Like,
I'm actually picking Randy Orton and Shinsuke Nakamura. I think Shane helps them win, like turns heel essentially, and like it's funny him turning heel on them like would be a big thing. Like,
and
if he fucks them over, he's gonna get booed.
But then like, where does the divine intervention come from? Because Vince McMahon has no love for Kevin Owens because Kevin Owens busted him.
Because he fucked them over. Daniel Bryan reinstates him, and it becomes like Daniel Bryan versus.
Does Daniel Bryan have that authority? And it's all here. It's all like make believe power.
I'm sure at some point because
yeah,
Shane,
I guess. They could just write
it's
it.
On false pretense.
They could just write it. In.
Write it.
But I'm expecting some sort of dumb thing like that, like them to call our bluff somehow.
Yeah.
The Usos versus the New Day versus Chad Gable and Shelton Benjamin versus Rusev and Aiden English in a fatal four way tag team championship for the tag team match for the WWE tag team championship.
I am so happy. Rusev and Aiden English are in this match.
Yeah.
Yes.
Have you not enjoyed Rusev Day?
I enjoyed
Rusev Day. And then the crowd in San Diego just absolutely ate it up.
Yeah.
Like, they loved it last week.
That's your new tag champions.
And I'm so happy there's a shirt.
Yeah.
But the thing was, like, I didn't see anybody wearing that shirt. So I think, like, the idea was, like, we're going to show this shirt. And I think if that shirt had been out, I'm pretty sure people would have been wearing it.
Yeah.
They should have been, like, throwing that shirt, like, out. It's Rusev Day.
Rusev Day.
Oh, I love it. He's so
That's
funny.
Your new tag champs.
I'm picking Rusev and Aiden English.
Are you?
Yes.
I really want to. I'm on the fence a little on Chad and Shelton, but I think
Rusev's great.
Rusev and Aiden English, like them winning the titles, would be great.
They're. I don't know. Like, they're doing the thing where.
Have you paired them up in your game yet?
Not yet, and I need to.
Yeah.
Because what they have done is totally natural. Like, they just got paired together. They're like. Here's two guys that aren't doing anything. Rusev and Aiden English, just throw them in a tag team. And then, for whatever reason, they just made it work.
So what was the name of the it was the Saucy Aussies is what you created.
Saucy Aussies.
So let's pair Aiden English and Rusev. Sheamus,
oh, Sheamus
in the game, and let's call them the Alabaster Bastards.
Can't I pair Aiden English and Baron Corbin together?
Oh, Jesus.
And just have
it, where's
a battle.
My hairline?
Where's my hairline? Because they both have the same
Dude, where's my hairline?
Dude, where's my hairline?
I'm going with Rusev and Aiden. Joe?
I'm also going with Rusev
wow.
and Aiden.
I fucking want this to happen so
let
bad
me,
now.
Let me tell you what. I want it to happen so I can see on SmackDown just that Songbird Aiden sing
yes.
Rusev Day, you know, like in the middle of the ring. That would be just epic with the belts
champion.
And sing about the belts. Oh,
you know, Aiden English is a Guerrero.
Is he really?
He's married to Eddie Guerrero's daughter.
Wow.
Shaw Guerrero. Shaw, is that how you pronounce
Shaw.
Her name? Shaw.
Yeah. I mean, it's cool to have the Usos as champs, but I don't know. I just don't.
Did you?
I don't vibe with them.
I was explaining to my wife, I was like, you gotta see what the fucking New Day's doing with pancakes now. It's the stupidest thing ever.
Oh, I love it, yeah.
Like, Big E comes out to the ring with pancakes in his trunks and hands them to the Usos. Yeah. And he's like, here you go. And then he pulls syrup out of his trunks and hands them to him. And I don't know if it's Jimmy or Jay.
Didn't one of them like, eat them?
Why is it warm? Why is it warm? It's not supposed to be warm. I think it was Byron eating.
I thought Byron was eating the...
Because you could hear Corey. He's like, don't eat those, Byron. Yeah. Like, just shutting him up. How do you like Corey Graves? Fine commentary.
Oh, yeah. He's hilarious.
He's got to be, like... He's JBL in his prime. Like, he's what JBL used to be before he became fucking a bully and homophobic racist.
Yeah. I like how he plays, like, both, you know, the good commentator, bad guy commentator.
Yeah, like, he's just a weasel.
I think it's awesome.
He's and by calling him a weasel, he's fucking Bobby Heenan incarnate, yeah. Man. Like, he is, yeah. You can tell that he studied Bobby Heenan a lot, because that's what he reminds me a lot of, is Bobby Heenan. Moving on, Charlotte Flair versus Natalya in a lumberjack match for the women's SmackDown.
We're calling this a lumberjack match?
Yeah. Lumberjill match. Do you remember when they used to say that?
They used to call them
lumberjill matches. So stupid.
I'm fine with that. That's fine. Charlotte wins.
Charlotte wins? I think Charlotte wins.
I'm also picking Charlotte. I don't see any change.
No change? No. Carmella.
Cash in. Carmella, I think you're out there.
That's possible.
You're out there. I think it would make sense for her to cash in. We've got to get a brawl going. Like, she's got to try and insinuate some sort of brawl between the women on the outside.
Oh, so she's going to cash it in during that match?
After.
She could.
I think, like, a brawl breaks out, you get a roll-up pin or something. Like, even maybe Natalya rolls up and wins, and then she cashes in on Natalya.
So then, do you think Carmella's going
to
take...
I think Carmella... I would like to say Carmella walks away from this.
With the belt?
Yeah. Do you like...
I think Carmella doesn't cash in. I think when she does cash in, that'll probably be at one of the bigger shows. Maybe even a... co-branded show?
Maybe.
I think Jeremy's onto something. I think she would cash it in. I mean, because it's
a lumberjack match.
It's like, a small pay-per-view, and I could sense, like, an additional match.
To it, yeah.
Yeah, but I don't think she'll win the title.
I mean, if you have these women on the outside that start attacking all the women, and while that's done, maybe she hightails it. Like, gets into the crowd and gets away from the attack. Once the attack's over, she gets in there. Like, yeah. It makes a little bit of sense.
Okay.
Speaking of cash-ins, our next match is Bobby Roode versus Baron Corbin versus Dolph Ziggler. I thought it was hilarious on SmackDown where Ziggler came out shit-talking everybody and said, I've done this. I was a two-time champion. I cashed in my Money in the Bank successfully to Baron Corbin since he lost his. It's like, that's good. But did Ziggler not remind you of Shawn Michaels?
Yeah,
like
totally.
He showed up with the fucking camo cap, the jacket, and everything. I was like, "What the fuck is Shawn?"
I didn't know what was his gimmick was going into that night. So,
but Baron Corbin defends his title against Bobby Roode and Dolph Ziggler. Who do you guys got?
I got Baron Corbin.
No one really knows how to answer this.
It's really up in the air, and I wouldn't be upset whoever walks out.
No, all three of them
I think are great. I love Ziggler. I wish. I'm glad that he's back. He actually has a match on this show. Bobby Roode, maybe it's a little bit too early in his SmackDown run, but I come to think of it, I think when did he debut after SummerSlam? And it's only been 4 months since then, so maybe it's a little too early for Bobby Roode to get that title. And Baron Corbin, I think he's doing an alright job as US champion. I wouldn't mind either of these guys leaving that night with the title, but I think Baron Corbin walks out with it.
Joe, who you got?
It's hard to say because I've rarely see any of these dudes wrestle. I think I've seen more Baron Corbin than anything.
Right.
And I mean, I would love to see Dolph Ziggler win, but I don't think it's going to happen. I mean, I'll just stay with the champ.
I will tell you, though, Corey Taylor of Slipknot punched Baron Corbin in the face at an NXT event.
Yep.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, because Baron Corbin, like, he shoved him. Corbin shoved him back, and he jumped the fence and punched him.
But they are friends.
It was at one of those Download festivals, because NXT goes to the Download festivals and puts them on.
Yeah.
And Corey Taylor is a huge WWE fan. Did you not hear a huge wrestling fan?
I think Matt was telling me one day about that.
I'll show you that. Like, I found the video, and you can't see me, but you can see where Corey Taylor like points over right at me. I was like, "Fuck yes!"
We're in the Bullet Club shirt.
Yeah, I really want to go Bobby Roode with this. Okay. I really want to go. If I was booking, I would go Bobby Roode. But I think like we're not gonna have a lot of title changes in this one. And if we're picking the tag titles and possibly a women's title, this stays with Baron Corbin. So I'm going Baron Corbin. The next match is AJ Styles defending his WWE Championship against Jinder Mahal.
Say it, Joe.
I can't roll my R's very well.
Say it. The modern day Maharaja? Of course.
Joe's speaking. Joe's in gender.
Actually, no. AJ, I hate to say, like, AJ being the champ right now is giving. It's just giving dividends right now for WWE. I think they're going to ride that train for a while. And I think
AJ retains this till WrestleMania.
I see him retaining. I mean, I could see maybe possible rivalry with Jinder for maybe like a month.
I think your payoff with him being the champion is eventually Shinsuke takes that title off of him.
Yeah, that's very reasonable. Because I don't see the people wanting Jinder the champ again. I mean, he did a good job, in my opinion, even though Alex will disagree with that. But I think, I mean,
hey, but Alex loves Sami Zayn.
Yeah, you know, that tells you everything that's wrong.
I disagree. I love it.
Yeah, I think AJ retains, as much as I hate to say. Yeah.
Well, I was going to go with Jinder, but you talked me out of it.
Yeah,
I'm going with AJ Styles. I think you brought up a very good point. That does set up the table for a later match down the road with Shinsuke Nakamura, which I totally forgot about that we're probably going to hype up for WrestleMania. So we'll probably definitely get that match. And that to me makes more sense. And you probably don't want to do too many title changes between now and WrestleMania. We're in December and we got Clash of Champions. The next big pay-per-view is going to be the Royal Rumble, which is going to be the official kickoff to Mania, the road to Mania. And before you know it, like, we literally have like a month off. Like, we have February, March, and then we get Mania.
Yep.
And the time flies. Like, we think about like, oh, once, we can't wait. We can't wait until
December's
Mania.
Over and Road to WrestleMania starts.
It flies. It flies because we're doing holidays. Like, you don't even think about it. Time just flies by, and then before we know it, it's WrestleMania.
Yep.
And we're like, yeah, it's awesome. And I know we kind of like, last year, WWE kind of like jumbled some things around because we had Goldberg involved and they really wanted Goldberg versus Lesnar for the Universal title. So they had Kevin run with it for a real, like, he dropped it just really suddenly. And then Goldberg had a month run with that title and it didn't really do anything with it. And dark times, by the way, dark times. And, but yeah.
Wait, the Goldberg Lesnar matches were much better than I expected.
The Goldberg Lesnar rivalry was really good. You know, and they didn't drag him out. They didn't make him like 12-minute slugfest. They were literally like
high intensity
yeah, I know, everybody was,
for a couple minutes and done. It was they were good.
I remember everybody was upset about the whole Goldberg
Survivor
like,
Series one.
The one where the match was like a minute.
Yeah.
That was amazing. Good. I thought it was good though. For a minute and a half, whatever it was. It was intense and it like told a story. It furthered the story of what you needed.
Yeah.
So the word is Ronda Rousey's debut is imminent.
Oh, it's going to be soon? It's
extremely imminent. Her contract is supposedly signed or being signed this month.
I see Royal Rumble entry.
I do too, which would make sense. I would bet money that Asuka has the Women's Championship by then because the story going around is that Asuka will be Ronda's first opponent.
Jeez.
Like, ready to blow your load and have it ready. Like, that is, like, storyline-wise,
really,
like, just getting that out right away and getting that done. Like, holy shit. Man. I would expect there to be a build to that. You know what I mean?
I would expect for a bigger build for Asuka and, like, have her. I mean, they built her up as this unstoppable force in NXT,
I don't think Asuka versus Ronda, like, that's a match we need. SummerSlam, maybe? Like, let's drag it out to SummerSlam or somewhere. Mania? And maybe you can get it done by Mania. But I don't think for her first feud. I think Ronda's first feud needs to be against the Four Horsewomen. Like, we teased that in NXT with Charlotte, Becky, Sasha, and Bayley. Needs to be your match.
Not that I don't want to see Ronda versus Asuka. But I think Ronda versus Charlotte? I think Ronda versus Charlotte would be really great.
I think that makes more sense.
Yeah.
I think it does. But the rumors that we're reading that I've seen is it might be Asuka. Or we may be paying off to that at some point. Ronda versus Asuka would be great. But the problem is who do you have win that match?
That's my worry. I mean, obviously, I think you have to have Ronda win.
I think you kill Ronda if you let her win that match because you'll have the casual fans that are happy, but you'll have like the hardcore fans that are upset that you stopped Asuka with somebody who just joined the company.
I don't think you can make that match so fast as much as...
I think that needs to build out. That needs to be teased here and there and then come to fruition
at
SummerSlam.
Yeah, maybe SummerSlam or maybe even next Mania.
Yeah.
Like, have her debut at Mania even.
Right.
But I wouldn't put her against
I'd say have her debut in the Rumble and don't have her wrestle again.
Take that belt off of Charlotte. Charlotte's not going to be defending that belt. Charlotte versus Ronda at WrestleMania.
Yeah,
that sounds good.
Yeah. And WWE has to, you know, get, you know, they're going to be paying a lot of money not for Ronda, you know, to have Ronda be the champ, not to, you know, they're not paying her money to not be the champ.
It's the same money, the same that they pay Brock. They don't pay Brock to lose and put people over. They pay Brock to be a monster and demolish her.
Well, I sent you a spoiler, and I'm going to warn again now. Spoilers are about to happen. Spoilers. Next two spoilers. That was Shayna Baszler.
Okay.
On the December 20th episode of NXT that will air, Shayna Baszler attacks Kairi Sane.
Okay.
So that vignette was for Shayna Baszler. Mm-hmm. Also, we didn't even talk about it last week. Next Wednesday night is the USA Network debut of NXT.
Yeah, I completely missed that.
On USA?
Yeah. They're going to stay on the network, but next week, and they didn't talk about it being like a one-time event. They said the network debut. Like so next week is WWE week on NXT, or on USA. We've got Monday is Raw, Tuesday is SmackDown as always. Wednesday, USA will house SmackDown, and they're showing it in the commercials as the broadcast network debut of NXT. So it sounds like they're running with it. And then Thursday's tribute to the troops. So if you want to see Machine Gun Kelly get murdered again by Kevin Owens,
yes,
tune in.
Yeah.
Tune in. Help. But NXT, are they not marketing it to sound like it's going to USA?
That's what it feels like.
It's not going to be a 3-hour show.
No, it's going to be the exact same show you get on there for an hour.
Oh, okay.
The exact same show for an hour on
the
network is now just coming to USA as well.
Same time.
Which is smart for them because you've got some people who don't have it. Like if you wanna, and I could see them probably taking it away, like run it for a month or two, mm-hmm, and then take it away. So that way you get people.
Someone like
it.
Joe is gonna be able to
see
it.
Yeah, that's exactly what I thought of. I was like, this is perfect for Joe. Like there's a lot of guys in there you would really like. The goddamn Velveteen Dream, Joe.
Oh, you will love the Velveteen Dream.
I think you'd even like Aleister Black too.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Aleister Black. We're gonna school him while you're saving this.
Yeah.
And exporting it.
Yeah. Awesome. Good stuff. Joe?
Great stuff.
Thanks for coming on the show.
Thanks for having me. I know.
That's awesome.
I know this is a different time to
many years
record this.
In the working.
Anytime you're in town. Like, I know you've been coming to town lately.
Yeah.
Anytime
yeah.
you're in town, you're always welcome.
Definitely. Yeah.
And many always
years.
Welcome to walk into my house.
Yeah. So, you know,
I know the code now.
Can't wait.
You're the new fucking
the
Kramer.
The code master.
Goddamn Kramer. Did you walk into my house like Kramer? I'm going to be really disappointed if you didn't do it. God damn it.
I was just shocked that the door was open.
We were just waiting for the cops to
And I was just looking like, there is no one here.
To Roswell, you wouldn't have gone to jail.
No.
They don't fucking put anybody in jail in this town, apparently. I'm not kidding. They don't.
I'm currently on jury duty, and I know that. Joe, you got any social media you want to plug?
No.
Okay.
So you don't want to plug your Brazzers account?
No.
You need to update that, by the way. Hey, on that note, remember, Marks, you can send your questions or comments by following us on Twitter at @smart_marks. You're more than welcome to follow me and Mateo. You can follow Jeremy J.A. Vader. 82 like us on Facebook. There you can interact with us and other fans of the show. You can also follow us on Tumblr, Instagram, and if you hate social media altogether and want to ask a question anyway, email us at smartmarksquestions@gmail.com. Again, that email, smartmarksquestions@gmail.com. If you guys shop through Amazon, please use our referral link on provergamer.com. There's absolutely no added cost. Just use the link, which shows that you're a fan of the show. We'll get a little bit of help from Amazon. They'll keep the lights on. And hey, if you want to directly support the show, please visit patreon.com/provengamer. Again, that link is patreon.com/provengamer. Monthly donation tiers start at just $1 each, and there's some awesome rewards available at each tier. Remember, you can stream, download, rate the show from iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, iHeartRadio, and of course, provengamer.com. Be sure to give us that 5-star frog splash rate and leave a funny-ass review that I can read on the show just like Joe did a couple months back. While you're there at provengamer.com, you can check out some awesome game reviews, articles, and the Trophy Horse podcast, attend the dual screens, baby, and game stuff. So make ProvenGamer.com your one-stop shop for everything gaming, wrestling-related. Thanks for listening to Marks. Once again, I am Matt. He is Jeremy. This is Joe. And we'll catch you guys next time on the Smart Marks. Peace out.